Hey everybody, this is Amelia Campbell, co-host to the Cherokee Edwards Inspires show, where we're going to have shows here to talk about life, to talk about what makes your life special, what makes it better, and everyone working together, because together, everyone achieves more. Acronym for the word team. Stay tuned and let's get it on.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Cherokee coming to you live and direct with another edition of the Cherokee Edwards Inspires Show. Today, I have an illustrious beauty queen in the building, and I'm going to tell y'all in for a treat. We're going to get down with this. No holds barred. Y'all know how we do. It's a leader in the community, and it's Dr. Talaferro. Dr. Talaferro, what's up? What's going on?
Hey.
What's up, girl? So, you know, we had some great conversations. We have had many of them now. And I've been down to see the salon, both your school and the salon. Extremely impressed with it. You've trained Jamise and made her a beast in the advanced nail community. And a lot of people don't know where you are. So I want everybody, no matter where they are, to know where you are. Not just the people in Hampton, not just the people in the 757, not just the people in the 804. I want the people in the 215. I want the people in 301. I want the people in 313. I want the people in 302, 718. You know what I mean? 407. We got followers all over the country. We even got people outside of the country. So do me a favor. Let's give them a little bit of a background on you, if you don't mind. What got you started what do you do, and what got you started in doing it?
I am a master educator, business coach, loving mother, and just a big-hearted friend to everybody.
That's real. That's real. So, all right, let's get into some of them, because you do so many things, right? Let's get into, we talked about building networks. I think that a lot of people that see us personally, they see without, I won't consider it a finished product, but in their eyes, it'll be a finished product because we're successful in things that we do, right? But they don't see the work that goes behind it. And they don't know the mindset of the worker that has created that. So I want to talk about your mindset. I'm impressed by it, but I think that it goes overlooked a lot of times, especially for, but let's just talk about it, minority women. You know, they have this massive skill set and they just don't believe in themselves enough to say that I should own this instead of I should work for somebody else with it. What are your thoughts on that based on what you do and how you think?
I feel like people can't accept a true woman that has that boss mentality. Walk in a room, confidence. That confidence level is hard for men and some women to adjust to. Mm-hmm. They feel like it's arrogant, but it's not arrogant when you know your stuff. Mm-mm. Don't be mad.
That's right.
Cheer me on.
That's right.
As I will cheer you on. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's just so hard when you walk in a room and you get that intimidation factor, or they get intimidated because you're not intimidated because you already know who you are.
Right.
So when you wake up in the morning, you say, hey, gorgeous, you know who you are today?
Dog,
what you doing
right
today?
What?
What we got planned today?
Yes.
You know, so it's just very interesting how people perceive you, or they think you're stuck on yourself, and it's not that, it's just confidence. And when everybody take a dose of confidence, they'll be okay.
Yeah, I agree. I see a lot of young entrepreneurs that I work with, and it's like you say, there's an element of a cocky confidence that comes off. And I say, well, if you've ever seen Michael Jordan, if you've ever seen any interviews on Michael Jordan, he never said that somebody was better than him. He never said that he couldn't take somebody to the hoop. If he's ready to go, he's going. Kobe said the same thing. LeBron says the same thing. And Serena Williams, Venus Williams, you know, I mean, I'm just naming people that, you know, they weren't given anything. They had to work hard for it. And then as soon as they display this, it's always that era of cockiness, and people want to turn it into something negative because it's really a portrayal on themselves. You know, what I've learned over my years of dealing with people is that when people don't feel the best about themselves, they don't have self-confidence, they don't have self-discipline, self-value, they start to look at and point the finger at somebody who does, and they turn it into arrogance and conceit. They don't realize that confidence is what they're actually looking at. Like you said, you know what you're doing. If you have a lady in that chair or a gentleman in that chair, and you're getting ready to do a hairstyle, you already know what you're doing. So why should you act like you're afraid of it, you know? And how should you act? How, I mean, you know, you almost want to ask somebody, how should we act when we know we are very good at what we did, but we put the dues in, we paid our dues? I don't know. I don't know if you ever listen to these people when they talk, but when I listen to them, I see and sense the fear in them that we have liberated them, but they don't want to be liberated. You got people that go to school and all they want to do is go to school to work for somebody else. But they don't realize that they are the main contributor to what is making that business successful. What are your thoughts?
All I can talk about my life story.
Mm-hmm.
And when somebody told me I couldn't, I had to show them that I could.
That's right.
I always tell myself failure is not an option. It's just a thought, and I don't believe in failure. So I've always pushed and pushed and pushed.
Mm-hmm.
So when somebody told me I wasn't gonna graduate from high school because I was a teenage mother, I had to show them that they was wrong. They told me I wasn't gonna go to college because I was a teenage mother, and I had to show them that they was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I also had to show them that being a teenage mother wasn't a handicap. It was just my pushing mechanism. Because
mm-hmm.
it pushed me to be the better mother because I had to provide. So I had to provide for my son.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had to provide for my family.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as I had that mentality to provide for them, that's all I had to do. So I was on survival mode. But that survival mode made me the boss
yes.
that I am today.
Yes.
And I still feel like I can go elevate more if I just keep having that boss mentality to keep pushing. When you feel like you can't push anymore, you push until you can't push.
That's right.
So I keep on pushing. So I always tell people, don't ever stop your dreams. Just push towards your dream. Don't allow nobody to tell you what you can't do. Show them what you can do. Because can't is not a word for me.
Mm-mm.
I can only tell you what I can do. You remember can't came from can.
Yes, it
so
did.
So I'm always can because I can.
That's right.
And I'm going to do because I can do.
Yes.
Not facts. Because I can't do.
Facts.
So I'm going to make a way to do what I need to do.
Right.
And I'm not pushing you or anybody else to do what they need to do to better yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's what I tell everybody. And that's what I tell myself every morning. So what we got going on today? What we gonna do today?
Mm-hmm.
How much stuff need to get done today?
Mm-hmm.
Do I need to make some boss moves and make some boss decisions? Or do I just need to sit here and say, woe is me? So woe is me is never gonna sit there because I know where I need to be. So I'm gonna push myself to be where I'm going to be.
Wow.
And excel from there.
Wow. So in a mentorship, you mentor young ladies and men, right? And you and I talked about building. We talk about the importance of building a network. What would you advise people that you mentor to seek out? Like we say, we set goals and we push for the goals that we set. We have to have a why, obviously, the reason, right? What would you tell them? What would you advise them on how to set the standard of what kind of people they want around them to boss up?
You want to know why you want to do what you're doing first. Then I want to know who I'm going to help me get me where I need to go.
Mm-hmm.
And am I going to sit and waste my time with somebody who ain't doing nothing? So I'm going to always circulate myself around positive people.
Right.
And if I'm not around positive people, I need to find positive people and have a set of foundation, because remember, we building.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to have a foundation, and if our foundation is stern, our building
gonna be strong.
Yes. That's structure. So we have to structure ourselves to get where we're going. Yeah. We just can't say, I'm gonna be at the top and our building is shaky.
Right, right.
So we need to make sure that foundation, so my foundation are people, the people that's gonna pour into me, to put the information into me. I'm gonna do my research. I'm gonna be with people who are doing something, mm-hmm. not people who's trying to figure it out. I need to be with the people who have already done it.
Right.
Or working towards doing it. So we already have a firm foundation. If I'm going with somebody who don't know, we both can't be looking and trying to figure it out on our own. I got to have one positive person that's already achieved where I'm at, right?
That's right. That's right.
I need to go where you already at.
Right.
So I'm trying to achieve my level
right.
of expectations.
Exactly.
And so you have to set expectations and goals for yourself. If you don't, what we got?
That's right. That's right. We talked about all the skill set. And I mean, the crazy thing is we witnessed it. We know that people have a skill set. Now, I have a wide range audience, right? But I really need to say this. I really have to say this, that, you know, we can't act like the elephant's not in the room. And the elephant's right there. We say, hey, that's an elephant. What are we going to do to get this elephant out of the room? Anybody going to say anything about it? We just going to look at it, right? We talked about specialty, right? You know, Amelia and I went into a beauty salon. I mean, a beauty store. And I was taken back by who owned the beauty store, who ran the beauty store, and then the clients of said ownership, right? I gotta say it, right? Because we got people that have so much talent and they're so afraid of the actual boss part, like we were talking about now, that I was like, why don't we own beauty salons? Why don't we own the stores? We own some of the salons, but why don't we own everything dealing with that? And I'm talking about the people who patronize it the most. What do you think is actually causing that when you see that, when you walk into a store and, you know, one ethnic group is running the store, but every client in there is a whole nother ethnic group?
Because we're scared. We don't have that vision of that push. We don't even have to know how to network with one another to join a team so that I could do the same thing that they are doing.
Right.
Because they're already joined together and they done got the cousin, the ancestor, everybody has contributed. Whereas we scared to ask because we scared they're going to want more than what we have.
Right.
And we are number one in the industry, yes. A multi-million dollar industry.
Yes.
And we're letting money go through our fingers, but we don't mind patronizing it, but we don't mind trying to get it either. We need to get it.
Yeah.
We need to consume that, yes. that wealth also, but we're too scared to put our money in a pot together.
Right.
To build together.
Right.
To go somewhere together.
Right. I had a young person ask me that I mentor. He said, Cherokee, why don't people share me or go in the live? Because he's trying to build his business. He's a great guy, right? And he said, they always invite me to parties or always invite me here and there and there and here. But every time I try to promote my business, they don't share it. They don't help it. They don't participate. And even some of them, if they buy something from me, they don't bring anybody to me. And I was telling them, I said, well, if you think about a concert, a comedy show, a concert, something entertainment, right? And it's at a Coliseum. What do you think is going to happen in the Coliseum? It's going to sell out, right? Now, what happens when somebody comes that's going to motivate your mind, that's going to, you know, build a leadership for business that requires you to take a notebook and take, you know, a different mindset in? What happens to the Coliseum now? It's going to be scarce. There's going to be a lot of seats there. So when you look at people on the live, if somebody's twerking on a video, there might be 10,000 people viewing that, watching that, right? Somebody's being murdered, they're watching that. Somebody's fighting, they're watching that. But if somebody gets on the live and they're talking about how to go from rags to riches and literally how to go from poverty to building generational wealth, you hear people talk about generational wealth. But do they really understand what generational wealth actually means?
No.
No.
No, I don't want that.
No, they don't.
They say it's easy to say I want some generational wealth, but don't really know. Even some people don't have an idea to how to attain it, much less want it.
Right.
We say what we want, but you realize when you ask for that, you got to know how to actually achieve that.
Yes. Yes.
And I've seen people who won't share you, won't talk about you, won't uplift you. But that's intimidation. Because, see, you see that something in that person that you wish you could be.
Right.
And that product that you believe in just because they hadn't brought into your mission.
Right.
And hadn't seen the plan.
Right.
And can't. And they may like the plan. Mm-hmm. They just might be intimidated by the plan.
I feel that same thing. I feel that energy. I feel exactly what you're saying. We're going to be right back, guys, with more of this beautiful conversation. And it's much needed. We're going to break for station identification. We'll be back with more Chair Caregivers Inspires. All right, guys. Welcome back to Chair Caregivers Inspires. And I got Dr. Taliaferro right here, present and accounted for. And we are having a discussion about more of what we need in we talk about like-minded individuals, eagles seeking other eagles, lions running with the pride. There are so many analogies that can be used to describe what leaders really are. And when you see a leader, you attach yourself to them. Now, Dr. T, you and I, we're leaders in our community and our various businesses. And we both feel the same way about wanting to reach back and give somebody a hand up versus a hand out. How are you seeing that disparity? Not percentage-wise, but how are you seeing that playing itself out in your business and in what you do as far as the people that come that want you to pour into them so they can pour back into you, or versus you just pour into them and they just keep it?
I've seen more. Pour into them and they just keep it. I've seen people who are at the top forget that I actually helped you get there. No recognition, nothing. They wouldn't be exact. I'm not saying they wouldn't be where they're at. It would have took them a minute to get where they're at.
I'm going to say, because I've been doing this for 22 years and longer if you talk about all businesses, they would not be where they're at if it weren't for you. They would not. I know you're saying they might have got there, it might have just taken them longer. They would not. And I'm not afraid to say this. I know this. I saw the work you put in. I don't mind saying this. I'm gonna beat the chest for you. Some leaders put something into you that you can just not put into yourself. They can pull something out of you you could not pull from yourself. And that's what makes the leader. Exactly what you just said, and you still try to give it to them, and they'll soak that up, don't they?
I do. I really do try to give it to them. It made me chuckle because I just think about this particular story of a young lady that I poured into. She didn't understand the difference between a contract, and then she didn't like the contract after I explained to her what the contract was all about. So then she decided to leave that particular place. She came to work for me. She had a gift, a total gift. And she, one minute, she was just all over the place. And I was like, you need to stay focused and stay on task. She said, okay, Dr. T, I got it. I'm gonna stay on task. And she was doing great. Then she gets so mind-caballing going all over the place. Then she left the business. She told me before she left the business, she wasn't interested in teaching anybody anything. And I had told her she had a gift to teach. Right today, she's posting that she's teaching classes.
Wow.
One-on-one classes, but technically she don't like people. Ooh. She don't want to do it. She, you know, she puts on this air. So she doesn't have any passion for it.
Right.
But she said, if you want to learn, come and check me out. She's excellent. Mm-hmm. And I still give her her excellence, but she still didn't do it the correct way.
Right.
And then she's only going to give them bits and pieces of the things that she's not going to give them what they really need.
Right.
Because if she would have, she would have did what I was trying to give her a plan, mm-hmm. So that she could stay where she's going to make it and really make it.
Right.
So you don't have to be discounted, but you can be paid for what your worth is, since you want to tell people that you're worth this.
Right.
But you're not getting paid it. You're getting pennies on a dollar only because you didn't want to do it the way I wanted to show you how to do it. But you're doing it now. Mm-hmm. I mean, literally, she's doing it now. She's doing it. But yet still, she did it the way she did it when she told me that she didn't want to do it. And then she left. Took the information that I poured into her, told her how to write the plan, told her how to get the people, told her how she could make the money, and I told her she could make it in the same place that she was at, and she chose not to.
Wow.
Because she was thinking that it was going to hurt who? It's not hurting me.
She thinks it's going to hurt you.
Because see, when you are eagle, you can fly with you or without the fly.
That's right.
So I'm not worried about what you're doing over there.
That's right.
It was just interesting. It hurt me because I spent so much time.
Yeah.
I spent 2 years pouring into her, the information into her, telling her how to go about doing it. And then you do it and then you forget, oh, I did this all by myself. Mm-hmm. And I told you why you shouldn't do what you need to do until you get the experience, and you're still doing it dead wrong. Mm-hmm. And it's stuff you don't know. What you do, you pick up the phone and call who?
You.
Exactly. Because I don't have a mean part of me or evil part of me, I still end up encouraging you and still pouring into you, and you'll still never recognize that the chief Indian over here, you forgot all about her. Mm-hmm. And she'll never give me credit. But it's okay because they said that your work speak for you.
Yes, indeed.
And you could tell my prodigies. You could tell that, oh, if it wasn't for her, she wouldn't be here. I don't have to say it, but you can always see that signature.
That's right.
Everybody put a stamp plate. You have a stamp plate that you put on everybody that you have mentored. Mm-hmm. You have poured into them.
Yes. Yes.
And then you see some characteristics. You walk away and you're thinking they didn't listen, and you hear them talking.
They listen.
You're talking, right?
You did it.
They're like, oh, you did do yes. that. You did exactly what I poured into you.
Yes.
And you're doing it. The only difference is your what you poured into them, they actually give you credit for that you yes. actually poured into them.
Yes.
Now granted, somebody may have and may have not.
Right.
Said that you did it, but the ones your work speak for yourself. But you ain't got to tell nobody, because when you walk, the way you talk,
that's right,
what you're wearing,
that's right,
how you carrying yourself, they say, dang, did Dr. T do that? Mm-hmm. Yes, she did. Mm-hmm. She did. But I don't have to say anything, and I don't. Mm-mm. Because I just chuckle and keep going. Because see, a real boss just chuckle and yeah. keep going.
Because you're constantly building.
Because I'm still on a different level.
Yeah, you're not in the same space right. where they were where they met you. You kept moving too. Mm-hmm. And they can't see your brake lights. No. But they don't understand that it's not a competition between you and your student. You were trying to pour into them so they could do exactly what they want to do. Mm-hmm. I personally talk to a lot of schools, and I speak on the behalf of the educators a lot of times. But I also speak to the educators and say there are times where you have to listen to your students. You have to actually see where your students are, meet them where they are, and bring them up, right? And as far as, you know, dedications, as far as, you know, acknowledgments, I do believe that you should be acknowledged for the things you do. You're not going to say that, but I'm saying that for you. The same as I would want someone to say it for me. I don't want to blow my own horn, but I have a saying that we have to let each one teach one so we all reach one, right? So it's like we can say all together, teamwork makes the dream work, and people will finish that sentence, but yet they're the same ones, maybe not a lot of times, that won't attach to the team. And like you say, won't say, you got to go see Dr. T. Dr. T in Hampton is the business. You hear me? I want people to know. I came down there and did a little video on the salon. I want people to see it. I want people to know that this is a beautiful space, not just because it's physically beautiful inside, but what it makes you feel when you walk in, the love you put in, the story behind it, right? And then I say to myself, okay, let's look at the people who won't engage and say, this is where I learned it. And then let's look at the percentage of the ones who say, this is where I learned it, right? What if we as leaders decided, all right, y'all did this on your own, good riddance, more power to you, but I'm gonna stay engaged with the ones who actually see me, who actually understand. And I want people to realize, I want you guys, listeners out there, I want you to realize you lose nothing. You lose absolutely nothing by giving props to who deserves the props. If you send someone to Dr. T to get their nails done, get their hair done, go to class, go to school, one day down the road, that could be your employee, or that could be somebody you network with. And you guys had the same teaching, so your mind is very much the same. You lose nothing by pushing each other up. You lose nothing by going on somebody's podcast or live and sharing it with people just to be sharing it. You never know who it's going to touch. So when I brought you on, I mean, I really wanted this interview. I really did. I've done hundreds of interviews. I wanted this interview because we had a conversation. There was no cameras around us. There were no microphones linked in, nothing. And it was just a heartfelt conversation. And your heart just poured out. I saw it. I heard it. I saw it. I got to witness the way you pay attention to every student that you have. I actually got goosebumps when I understood why you're doing it and how much time you put in and meeting people on Sundays. Ladies and gentlemen, today is what day? Sunday. Now, how many people are willing to get up on a Sunday and go and do what it is that you do, whether it is for a client or whether it's building for yourself? What do we hear all the time? Oh, Sunday's an off day. I'm not going to work on Sunday. What do you say about that?
I just love what I do. Some people don't do what I do. Some people don't have the passion. And the girl told me it's not her life. It's not her life. Where's mine?
Yeah.
My life is to empower, to enrich, to help you to reach your goal. It ain't about me. It's about you and me doing it together.
Doing it together.
So I can push you and as much as you push me, because what you show me is where I need to make sure that I can pour into somebody else and what I might be missing. Because every person that I touch is a changing, it's supposed to change your life. And when you change, when I'm touching your life, I'm also touching somebody else's life. I'm moving for you to be the best that you could be. And that's my biggest desire. That's why I want to do what I do. I build the boss. I build you to where you want to be. If you want to go one level, I'll take you to that one level. If you want to go to the stars and the moon and the sky, wherever you want to go with me, we can go together.
That's right.
If you want to stay on this, the plateau, I'm going to leave you there. But I got to go. I got to fly a little bit higher.
You got to keep moving. That's right. Your wings can take you a little bit higher.
So if that means me see you 7 days a week, 7 weeks it is. But my passion is my desire to make a boss.
That's right.
And to be able to help people in this industry, in any industry, in this world, because there's so many people that we can touch. We always talk about people that ain't doing nothing, but how many people have you helped try to make them better?
That's right.
We can talk about them, but we never lend a hand. We can take each other apart, but we never lend a hand. If you saw me doing something wrong and you thought I could do it better, help me. Push me. Yeah. It's okay. It's just how you tell me what you need me to know.
That's right.
And it's how we present it to anybody.
That's right.
And they will receive it. But if you ain't trying, what they gonna receive?
Right.
Well, they're not receiving anything. But that's just my passion. I just feel like we should always love one another and take them where they need to go. And if that's the case, I mean, some people may think that's naive, that's crazy, but it's just who I am. I'm about the people. and about my people business.
That's right.
And I got to build my people. Mm-hmm. Because the problem is, it's too many times that we let our people down.
Yes.
When do we help our people instead of talking about our people?
Yes.
We don't.
And I know you dedicate and you sponsor the kids going to school and going back to school. You have the days where you'll do the hair and you'll donate books and different things. You know, you run a sponsor group for that. And you do that annually, don't you?
Every year. We've been doing it for 12 years.
And these are the things that I think people need to hear, you know, about us pouring into each other. And we got to find a way to make it happen. You know, the whole key to everything that you're saying and what I believe in as well is teamwork. You know, you got nationalities that just certain groups that just don't work together. They just don't work together. And it's one of those things where if we don't work together, then we can't complain about stuff that's not working in our favor. So we working together. And I believe that we may need to get smaller groups first. Because obviously the masses aren't listening to us, are they?
No.
They're not. They're still going to go on videos that do absolutely nothing for them. I mean, how many times, like you said, I speak for myself. I know there's so many times I'll go on live, right? And I know people will jump on and purposely jump off because they know I'm live. They want to watch it when I'm not live. I don't know what that's about, but you know, I've heard about it. I've seen it a lot of times. I start laughing at it because I'm like, I'm only here for you guys. You guys aren't sending me a check. You're not sending me money for this, right? I'm not after a ton of followers. I'm not, right? But I noticed that I'll see people go on there, and then soon when I get off of the live, then the numbers go crazy. So I know as soon as they know that it's off, okay, I don't want to be on there live. And I'm thinking, not only are they doing it that way, so they're still hearing it. Even the haters, they're going to hear it, right? Mm-hmm. But when they don't share, and yet they say, oh, you're the best I ever seen do this, or you're the one that taught me how to get out. Like we said, some people are going to give you props, and some people just not. They did it themselves. Mm-hmm. Knowing that they spent days, weeks, months, and years with you under your tutelage. And now they are out there, oh, I did it. I did this. I did that. And they forgot all about the support team. Okay. But what they don't realize is the things that were actually given to them can be taken away. Because if they don't learn what it was that pushed you to do it in the first place, which is intangible, because you did it because you want to make a difference. You didn't do it for the dollar. The dollar's got to come. Let's get that straight. We got businesses. Businesses cost money. They're not making you money. They're not business. They're hobbies. But the following part and the referral part, that's where I have a little issue with a lot of people. It's like, you want to see those of us be able to be here for you. Even if it's a selfish reason, if they want you there for them, they don't see that by referring you to other people ensures that you'll be there for them. When it's time for them to come back. Because if it's just them, they don't pay you enough to just work for them.
But they want that.
Oh yeah, they want it.
They
oh yeah.
Oh, she's just my personal
phone
call.
Oh,
it doesn't
yeah.
work that way.
Oh,
but
yeah.
If they don't want to share, they're not gonna share.
Nope.
Really? Nope. Really? How many you think? When they say swipe and share, how many people you really think that's gonna swipe and share? They're not swiping and share, but the reason why they come on the live and get off the live is because they didn't want to let you know that they saw you on the live.
Bang, that part.
So, but do you realize, people, that we actually still know that you came on the live?
We know.
Way?
We know you've been on there.
So with that, you might as well just swipe and share.
Yes.
And they people know, because some most people who do that also take your content and make it their own.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. They'll take your words in a minute and post it, and it's theirs.
Like, oh, so it sounds better from me versus you.
Right.
Okay. I'm just going to say, oh, I'm going to use that.
Right.
So I'm going to use it. But I'm not going to give Cherokee no
props
credit. On it.
Right.
None of that.
Right.
Yeah, that's why.
It is. And they don't even realize that you're destroying what it is that you're trying to build. Because you use our words, right, for yourself. Okay. Sound good that day. But when they come back, it's like that. What was the movie? with the guy that was in the bushes, Cyrano? Wasn't it Cyrano that was telling the guy what to say to the girl that he wanted to date? Mm-hmm. And he was like, say this, because he was really smart. Cyrano really loved the girl, but his nose was really long, right? Like Pinocchio, but it wasn't Pinocchio, but his nose was really long. So he's telling them all the words to say. And all of a sudden, the communication broke off, right? So the handsome prince, or his handsome guy that was trying to get the girl, he didn't have the right words no more. It didn't sound like him anymore. So she came down and was like, well, why do you keep looking in the bush? And she ends up seeing Cyrano, and she realized it was Cyrano that she was hearing and she was falling in love with. Those words belonged to him, not the handsome prince. So she ended up being with him instead of the handsome prince. And that's kind of like what happens. People don't realize that you can't stop what God has blessed us to do. What we're blessed to do, what we're capable of doing, it's not for everybody. It's for us. Sure. You know, so you're never going to tell somebody our story better than we're going to tell our story.
They'll try.
They will. They will. They'll even make your story their story.
Yeah, they will.
Like you said, they'll try it, but it never really works out. Because once you get people to, I've seen people do exactly what you were saying, but with me, it was about the teaching. So they'll say, I'm having a leadership. And they'll put on they went to mine and they saw the segments. All right, that's fine. Because everybody says, oh, imitation is the best form of flattery, right? So I say, okay, it depends on what side of the aisle you're listening to that statement. Because imitation's the best form of flattery if you're giving the kudos to the person you're imitating.
Right.
But if you actually took it and tried to be them, now you, it's piracy. You know, it's actually you stole that person's image, right? There are laws against that. If you, let's say, and I'll just throw one out. If I pull you over and I say I'm a police officer, and you say, well, where's your badge? Where's your, you know, where's your siren? All that stuff. I'm just flashing the lights out of you. And I say I'm a police officer. I want to pull you over. If a real police officer comes up and sees me doing that to you, do you know what happens, what I get charged with? Impersonating a police officer, right? Mm-hmm. I go to jail for that. That is not a fine. That is jail time. So now let's go back to us. What is the penalty for somebody impersonating Dr. T?
I could sue him.
Yeah, you could.
But it's no penalty.
Right, there's no actual penalty, is it?
No.
Unless they sign your name to something.
Exactly. Right? Exactly.
You got copyright.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Right. So I'm thinking to myself, how does it diminish somebody to say, oh, Dr. T told me this. It was so profound, guys. I got to tell y'all this. And then say the story. You didn't lose anything. They're not going to say, oh, she said it. You didn't say it. No, they're going to be like, oh, that was good. I'm reposting that.
Exactly.
How many times have we reposted something we saw? It was good. We reposted because we want our friends and other people to see it.
Correct.
Right? If we get a chance to say, I know one thing. If you're giving a workshop, I want everybody to be able to come to it because I know how great you are. Not good. You are phenomenal. So I want them to know, I know Dr. T. This is set up. Guys, come with me. Not just me, send them. But if men are there and able to come and you're doing a workshop or you're doing a presentation, you're doing a lecture, I want to sit front and center. I want to sit in the back. I want to sit where you can see me and I can ask you questions and you can do. But I want people to come with me. It doesn't make me look weak. I want people to know it doesn't make them look weak to know somebody stronger than you are at something. Because we're all stronger than other people at something. But we got to stop stealing from each other. And we got to stop saying that we don't need to patronize each other. There's two words that are very similar. Patronizing and patronizing. There's two. They're very similar. Right? A lot of people don't know the difference, so they say the word the same. But the meaning is totally different. I'm patronizing you. I'm teasing you. I'm belittling you, right? Mm-hmm. I'm being sarcastic. But if I'm patronizing you, I'm pushing you up. I'm making sure, hey, I believe in you. I believe in your vision. Here's my proof. We had, it's interesting. We had a raffle going on. We have it going on right now. And we're trying to do something nice for somebody. it's not just for the women either. We did the ladies, you know, the queens experience last month, and it was beautiful. We're doing another one, and we're doing the kings, right? But we also have a raffle because we want somebody to win a spa day through us and 3-day, 2-night stay at a 5-star rated resort. The raffle tickets are $20. I went online and I did a video and over 1,000 people saw it. It was nice. It was really good. All these beautiful comments. And then here came that one. And I looked at the picture and it was one of us. I'm just going to say it like that. Guy says, oh, marketing, but all these question marks. This shouldn't be on this site. So I look further into that same site and I see group of, let's just say, minorities, black people fighting each other like wild animals. But that one had wild reviews, I mean wild numbers on it. You got the one where the girl got shot by a police officer. You got one where you got somebody going in prison for rape. All this stuff being promoted. Being promoted. As soon as somebody does something good for the community, you always got that one person that just has to try to throw shade on it. And then you wonder why some people have a hard time getting forward, moving forward. It goes right back. It's like, I was telling my young student, when you see racism, you just look at it when it's really blatant. I'm talking about when it's blatant. When it's blatant, it's no different than what your own community does. What do I mean by that? People that hate their lives are the ones who throw the most shade. It's not you. It's not you and me. It's them. They hate their life, so they project that feeling onto you. So make sure, man, what's wrong with that person? Well, if you could go back to what kind of day did they start? How was it with their spouse? How's life with their kids? They don't love their life. Because have you ever truly seen a happy person be racist? No. You've never, not once in your life. And you say, well, there's so many people racist. Yeah, it is. It's. But I'm talking about when someone displays it. I'm talking about when someone actually comes at it real hard with shooting into a crowd, going into a school and shooting up little kids, right? That 18-year-old, what kind of life? Do you think that 18-year-old got the time spent with his parents, maybe his father or mother, that he wanted? And I'm not justifying it because that was heinous. That's devil type material there, right? But when you think about it, the kids that go to camp, the kids that go and play sports and learn team concept, and they're happy with their family, they have things to look forward to, they're not the ones that are looking to go shoot up schools. They're not the ones. And then when you get to see the people and say, well, and you and I will probably see eye to eye on this as well, being that we're both business owners, you'll see a group of people that when it comes to you, they want a discount, right? Or if there's something, oh, this day, oh, it rained on this day, I should get a refund for here. I should get a refund on here, right? But when they deal with someone else that cares nothing for them, I'm just going to say it that way. They don't dislike them, but they don't like them either, right? This one gets full price, no discount requests, and no refund requests.
But they already know their expectations of that type of person.
Exactly.
For us, they think that we're supposed to do. You ain't supposed to do nothing but breathe it. You're free there.
That ain't even free, is it?
No, that's all.
But you're right. You're right, though. You're right. I mean, but isn't it? I mean, I don't know. How does that make you feel? I can tell you it makes me sick. But how does that make you feel to know that there are people that look like you and that you're trying to save and you're trying to help and they know you are, right? Mm-hmm. And they still want things given for free. Not knowing the kind of work and time, blood, sweat, and tears you put in, your own money. They don't know what your product is. No, they don't care.
Okay,
how does it make you feel, though,
T? It hurts. It's sad and it's very hurtful because I don't understand why we got to do that to each other. We work hard. I don't think they realize how hard. They think it's so easy. They count the by having this a decent dress or a decent hairdo or the car, a decent car. So they think that we can spare it.
Right.
And that's not always true.
Exactly.
We work hard for it. That's why we work 7 days a week.
Yes.
That's why we take calls when we don't want to take calls.
Yes.
That's why we, at 7 days a week, we almost 12 hour, 16 hour days of being available to people. Mm-hmm. And it's draining. And they don't care. They just want to suck you dry some more.
Yeah, it's like we got a tree in the backyard with $100 bills on it.
Right.
That's what I used to say. That's how people make me believe that's what they think.
Don't you want to donate?
Yeah.
Don't you want to do this? Don't you? But they never support nothing. You have
nothing.
Can't even recall the last time they supported anything.
And can they actually explain to you what it is you do to get your money that they're asking you for?
No, they can't. They
wow.
Can. They think about it. Out of them 20 people that was on your live, and they saw the fact that you had that $20, and it was all them people. How many people out on that live or that video that you did? How many actually went and purchased a raffle ticket?
Exactly, none of them.
Exactly, but it's beautiful.
Oh yeah.
But did you support?
That's
did you
the
see
point.
The goodness of behind what we was doing?
Right.
What we was doing is trying to honor somebody.
Yes.
This was a free thing. But we needed your support to come into this raffle.
Yes.
They didn't think, oh, you didn't need that support. Mm. They just needed you to do it by yourself.
Yes. And then they get, like you said, they get upset when I don't pay, if I don't come to their wedding or their show or their this or their that. But like you said, they never participate the other way. But because you lent in before, they know to come back to you again.
Yeah, they do that to me all the time.
I know they do. I can tell.
All the time. I'm like, no. Now I had to put a budget, because if I wasn't budget, I done gave out so much free and none of the return came back. Mm. And it's like, don't you want to volunteer to do XYZ? And then, but nobody in that whole office have not one. Even if you got one
page. At least one.
One referral. None of that. Mm-mm. But they all can say, this is what she did, but you didn't come and support my business, but you constantly want me to support yours.
How do we change that, Dr. T? What do you think is a method for change?
I just think we just got to change your mindset and make them know why we do what we do. Mm-hmm. I just think mindset change. That mm-hmm. mindset change mm-hmm. and really pouring into people and explain to them, hey, we're doing this, but you know, we're looking for some type of return, a referral, a news blast,
right.
Something. No, you can't make people come to us.
Right.
But you can let them know how much you appreciate
yes.
us for coming.
Yes, right.
Or us supporting you. Because we did 100% in support. I do it all the time. I do support all the time. And then you may forget even say, hey, Dr. T, hair was donated by Dr. T mm-hmm. or what have you. But yet still, maybe from out of that podcast or that live, maybe one person may have decided to come and visit
yes.
or come and service us.
Yes.
And give back. We need to learn how to give back to each other. We don't do that. We just want to take from each
right.
other. We'll suck each other dry.
Right.
And we just like an old sour lemon.
Yeah.
And ain't giving out nothing.
It's
can't
true.
Can't put no sugar to it.
It's true. You can't do nothing with it.
Exactly.
And it's a crazy because you hit it right on the head. And I'm still trying to figure this one out for the last 20 years. I know that we have to forge ahead as leaders. We do. And that's a lonely position for us. We know that. But when we go ahead of the crowd and find a place for us and we come back, like you said, the easiest thing and the most rewarding thing for someone that deals with us is a referral. That's, I mean, you agree with that?
Mm-hmm. I do agree
right?
with that.
Right? I'd rather
have a referral than a tip.
That's what I'm saying.
The lady said, well, I don't have no money. I said, baby, your referral is everything to me. Your
yes.
review is everything to
yes.
me. Your perception of my business is everything
yes.
to me. So if you give me that, we good.
Exactly.
We good. I don't have to have the extra $5, $10 that you want to give me.
Mm-mm.
Because that referral means more than money.
Yes, indeed. So that's what, you know, I really believe that we're onto something. I think that I love the fact that you came on here and took out time in your busy schedule, your busy Sunday, and gave it to me, the time that you could actually try to relax a little bit. And I think we should do it more often. I think we should do things, and we should let people know when we'll be at an event together or we'll do something and just see who's ready to rock with us, who's ready to come on and do something. And I really believe that we spend our time, we want to focus on those that want something more than just to talk, you know, because everybody has something to talk about, you know what I mean? And I think that this is a very uplifting moment. This podcast is very, very needed. It's very much needed. I talk to people individually, and I was telling people that you were getting on here with me this week, and you know, once this airs and everybody hears it, you know, I think they're going to be very moved by it, because they say they want it. We're going to see.
I enjoyed it. It was very enjoyable, but it's good to talk to like-minded people.
Yes.
And to be able to express how you feel. You know how you get around the round table?
Yes.
And you're able to express, this happened, and do you feel that way too?
Right.
And you really realize that there are other eagles out there that actually feel the same way that you do.
Yes.
And maybe can give you a perception or look at it at this way, or maybe we need to change up this way. Just sitting down, just sitting here, just kicking it.
See? That's what we do, like-minded people. We finish each other's sentences.
Just being able to, so you can come back and say, let's have a strategy session so we can figure this out.
Yes.
So we can make it better and help people or help each other. Because if you lend a hand to help me, and I as well as me helping you, we grow together.
Yes.
We take it to another level.
Woo.
I'm telling you, it's going to be out of this world.
Woo.
I'm telling you. Because
it's
you have
be.
To have like-minded people in the same form trying to do what they need to do, not trying to sell us off and buying this or that, but just being able to empower be able to input something into each other's lives that we can actually carry to the next person and to the next person. And look how many people that we carry along with us.
Yes.
But you just got to find the right people. It's hard for me to find the right people because some reason or another, you either intimidated or you think something that ain't something.
Right.
But all I can tell you is my heart is gold.
That's right.
And I just
you ain't
got to
make no apologies for that.
To be able to be a blessing to get you where you need to go. And I'm tired of making, I'm actually tired of asking for forgiveness because I love people.
Mm-mm.
And that's the problem. And it hurts when people can't love you back.
Yeah.
But then that your biggest reward is for me. It's all the favor, because favor ain't fair.
Oh, yes.
Favor is not fair. And I'm so happy in my heart because God continued to bless me because I still put him first.
Yes.
In my business, in my mindset, in my attitude. I give him thanks first.
Yes.
And then move from there.
That's what's up.
And I want to thank you for allowing me to see you today.
I'm thankful that you showed up.
Very enlightening and so refreshing. And like I said, sometimes that heart feel like it was bleeding out.
Yeah.
Now it's pumping some new blood in there, and it feels so much better.
Well, you know what? I couldn't thank you enough. We got to do it again and again and again and again. And when you go live, please let me know. I'm going to follow you. I want to jump on there. I'm going to be hearting it up. You see me up there. That's me. You know, you follow me. I'm going to follow you.
I will.
And let's do that. Like you said, let's come back on here and let's come up with a strategy. And let the people that's like lost and they say, oh, that sounds good. It's not enough. We just went an hour. It's not enough time in the world for us to do it in one day. So we're going to do another one. But before we go, I want you to let the listeners know where your salon is, where your school is, because I want them to know that you are present.
All right. Above All Hair Studio is located in Hampton, Virginia at 2502 Build America Drive. And the beauty school is located in Hampton at Beyond Beauty Academy, 2508 Build America Drive, Hampton, Virginia.
You hear it, y'all. That's what's up. You know, and like I said, you know, I don't have people on here I don't believe in, but this is one of my favorite shows. I will say that. And I hope you guys just tap in, you know, and those of you that are finding hard to believe that there are good leaders around you, open your eyes. Sometimes we're right next to you. All right. Pour into others as they pour into you. And I'm going to let y'all go. God bless y'all. Stay safe. Do your best. Don't settle for less. And like always and forever, let God do the rest. Peace.
All right.
That was nice.